fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jerry Moore here on Friday, the 8th day of September. Disregard, the first day of September. The first day of September. Friday, the first day of September. The prep tip today is to pray without ceasing. I say again, pray without ceasing. Very important. I encourage everybody to do that. All right. Looks like Dr. Huff isn't with us, so we will proceed with open lines here at Republic Broadcasting at 512-248-8252. If you like what you hear, please consider making a donation. You're hearing new advertisements. That's what pays the bills. We're not quite self-supporting yet. Getting close. Working on it. So if you like what you hear, please consider making a donation to Republic Broadcasting to help pay the bills. We do have bills, obviously. There's rent, there's utilities, salaries, equipment purchases, and maintenance, and so forth. All right. Well, lots of speculation about whether Joe Biden will or will not be the Democratic nominee. A growing percentage of Democrats really don't like the performance of Joe Biden, don't trust him, don't believe he's fit to be president, which, of course, I don't believe he's fit to be president either. Not that he's doing anything himself. I was kind of, I was glad to see that Newsmax ran photographs of Joe Biden. The story was supposed to be about the alleged plastic surgery, and they had a plastic surgeon describing what he felt was the clear signs of plastic surgery. And they showed two photographs of Joe Biden. And I was hoping they would go ahead and reveal the truth, but they showed the real Joe Biden with a detached earlobe, which he still has, by the way, and the fake Joe Biden with an attached earlobe. And both these guys, the real one and the fake one, are typically seen every week. And there's usually the photographs and videos usually have enough of a close-up of the ear, the ears plural, to show that distinct difference between the two. This past January, I watched the State of the Union long enough to see which guy it was giving the State of the Union, the real Joe Biden or the fake Joe Biden. And they had a close-up there pretty quick in the State of the Union address before a joint session of Congress. And sure enough, it was the fake Joe Biden with the attached earlobe instead of the fake, the real Joe Biden with a detached dangling earlobe. How about that? Now, people are quick to comment, well, John, presidents and dictators and prime ministers have always had, and kings have always had body doubles. Well, that's, it goes back for centuries. Typically, the use of a body double is to protect the principal, the king, the dictator, the president, whoever it might be, in a public setting where security is difficult. So they'll have that body double riding in a carriage in the olden days, walking up or down an airplane, giving an appearance someplace where they can't control the environment, and so forth. How, on one hand. On the other, let's look at the State of the Union. We've got the United States House of Representatives. The Senate side is not big enough to accommodate everybody. So they all pile into the House side of the U.S. Congress, Capitol Hill, with the combined security services of the Capitol Police and the Secret Service. Of course they can make that place secure. That's a given. Of course they can. So there's no security reason to have a fake Joe Biden give the State of the Union. No, the reason they would do that is because they don't want it to be screwed up by the real Joe Biden. That would be the reason, in my opinion. So speculation is circulating. Who's going to be the Democratic nominee? It's not going to be the guy I would like, which would be Robert Kennedy Jr. I still see a possibility of Robert Kennedy Jr. and President Trump running together. In my opinion, it's still a possibility. But as far as the Democratic ticket, Robert Kennedy Jr. will not be the nominee. They won't allow that. His message is basically a conservative Republican message, or going back 50 plus years, a traditional Democratic message before the communists took over the Democratic Party. So who are we left with? Big Mike? Yeah, Big Mike, Obama, Michelle Obama, that's a possibility. Hillary Clinton, another possibility. Gavin Newsom, a third one. There's probably some others, but that would be the top three. Having a transsexual man pretending to be a woman be the next president, well, that would be a hoot, wouldn't it? Of course, his husband is a homosexual also. So, what? And of course, he wasn't even, at least Big Mike is qualified to be president because he's a natural born citizen, where Barack Hussein Obama is not a natural-born citizen for the following reason. He did not have two American citizen parents. He had one American citizen parent. His father was a Kenyan citizen, which at the time, Kenya was part of the British Empire. Therefore, Barack Hussein Obama could have a British passport if he chose to, because he's a dual national. Same thing with Vivek Ramaswamy. Ramaswamy's saying some great things. He's connected to Soros money, pharmaceutical company money. I wouldn't trust him any further. I could throw him, but he's making some great statements. But he's not a natural born citizen either. His parents were not American citizens when he was born. Yes, being born American soil makes you an American citizen, but it doesn't make you a natural-born citizen. So, all these. Okay, and looks like we won't have Dr. Huff until 2 weeks from today. So, that's fine. He's busy with personal things he's got to take care of. The top of the next hour, of course, we'll have my friend Marie Lasser, and graciously, Marie has scouted out a new meeting place for John Moore Show that will take place at Alex's Pizza Palace in Rolla, Missouri, next Thursday. That will be Thursday, the 7th of September. The address is 122 West 8th Street in Rolla. The zip code is 65401. You got GPS, you're going to need that zip code. A lot of reference made to the Uniparty. Donald Trump, more and more, as much as I like the guy and support his efforts, I can't get past the fact, and it's the evidence is there, that he still supports and takes pride in Operation Warp Speed to do something which, of course, could not be done, to develop a safe and effective vaccine in 9 months. That can't be done. It's not possible. The testing can't take place in 9 months or less. Simply can't. So my question, I don't have access to asking Mr. Trump myself, was he lied to about this? Was he told that they were developing the vaccine when, in fact, the reality is the vaccine was already in refrigerators waiting to be distributed in January 2020 at the very beginning of the pandemic, because they've been working on the vaccine for 6+ years before that? Does he have that knowledge? I don't know. I haven't. Here I am sitting in a forest of hardwood trees deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks. It's a 40-minute drive at the speed limit to the first red, yellow, and green traffic signal. It's 10 miles to the nearest gas station. That's a pretty remote area. There's areas more remote than mine, but it's pretty remote. And here I am sitting here with this knowledge. Of course, President Trump has access to it. Does he have it? I don't know, but we'll find out. And what I encourage people to do is to be active at the city and county level. If you live in an incorporated city, get active. Make sure that your city council members are conservative Christians. If they're not, run yourself for office when there's an opening. Support somebody who's running who's a conservative Christian. School boards, same thing. If your school board doesn't have conservative Christians on the school board as a majority, it needs to, quite frankly. If there's an opening, run yourself or have somebody you know who's a conservative Christian run for that open seat on a school board once they come open. And there's lots of elected positions, state reps, state senators, obviously U.S. Congress, U.S. Senate. But you're going to have the most impact as an individual at the local level. Who's going to be your mayor? Who's going to be on the city council? Who's going to be on the school board? Who's going to be on a county commission, if you have one? Who's going to be the sheriff? The position of the sheriff is not nearly as well known as it should be by the general public. The sheriff of these counties, the elected sheriff, not an appointed sheriff, that's a whole different ballgame. The elected sheriff of these 3,300 plus counties in the United States is the highest law enforcement official in the county. If the FBI is doing something he doesn't like, he can order them to leave his county. If the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives is doing something he doesn't like, he can order them to leave the county. Drug Enforcement Administration, same thing. That's the authority of an elected sheriff in our counties. It's not optional. We need to have conservative Christian men or women to become sheriffs in as many counties as possible. The New World Order understands this. They understand very well the power and authority of an elected sheriff, which is why they're attempting, and especially in the larger, more populated counties, to eliminate elected sheriffs. In St. Louis County, where I lived much of my adult life, the sheriff is appointed. He has responsibility for courtroom security and not much else. Serving subpoenas, that's right. Serving subpoenas. Not much else. He has almost, compared to the traditional powers of a county sheriff who's been elected, he has almost no power at all. The chief of police for St. Louis County is an appointed position, and he does what he's told to do upon risk of losing his job. That's the nature of an appointee, as opposed to an elected sheriff. So, if you don't know your sheriff, I encourage you to meet and get to know your sheriff. Find out if your sheriff is a Constitution-supporting sheriff, hopefully a conservative Christian that will support all 10 amendments to the U.S. Constitution, especially the First and the Second Amendment, but all amendments to the U.S. Constitution. My sheriff will. I know him pretty well since he first came on board with Crawford County. Oh, it's been about 20 years ago as a young deputy. I hope your sheriff is also. I hope so. If not, these guys come up for election every 4 years. Find a qualified candidate. Now, Missouri, the candidate has to be a certified law enforcement officer to run for sheriff. I don't necessarily agree with that, but that's the way it is. Find a qualified candidate who's a conservative Christian, and help encourage that person to run for office, or support them if they're already running. They need to. It doesn't matter the level of office they're running for. Every candidate needs two things: volunteer time and money. If you can contribute one or both, that will help a lot. I know there was an election, in the mid-90s for a U.S. congressman. I strongly support him. I set up a private phone bank in my home in Kirkwood, Missouri. My wife and I already had two phone lines, landlines, and I got a third landline installed and set up a phone bank at my dining room table where myself and two other men could make dozens and dozens of phone calls to support this candidate. It turned out the candidate was not who we believed he was. He was a Trojan horse who was in this in the political game purely for personal gain and not to defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic. But that's a different story. I don't want to go down that rabbit trail. So, I know when I ran for Congress, I had dozens of men and women, probably 50 to 75 men and women who supported me with time and money. We had multiple fundraising events, and we had an office, a brick-and-mortar office with a telephone. We had a copy machine. We had a full-color offset press. We had a two-way radio system to communicate with our volunteers as they were. Now, 1996, not everybody had a cell phone, in case you don't remember. It was a very sophisticated operation, basically duplicating what I learned to do in Vietnam in the psychological warfare with administrative section, intelligence section, operations, and maintenance. We were the only campaign that caused fear to be struck in the heart of Dick Gephardt out of the 9 Republican primary candidates. John Moore was the only one that Dick Gephardt went after with his resources. As a consequence, my campaign was national news for one day. That's the day that the FBI found my credit report in Dick Gephardt's file cabinet. National news for one day. That's quite a story. Maybe it bears repeating here on Republic Broadcasting. So I'm running for Congress. Everything's great. I'm working as a paralegal second chair investigator for the best criminal defense attorney in the eastern Missouri. Some people say the entire United States, Mr. Charles Shaw. And I get a letter from TransUnion saying that my credit report had been accessed for pre-employment purposes. Well, I had not applied for a job in probably 10 or 15 years. So I knew that was fraudulent from the get-go. We'll continue this story when we get back from the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names, Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
There's a point, 7,000 RPM, where everything fades. The machine becomes weightless, just disappears. And all that's left is a body moving through space and time. 7,000 RPM, that's where you meet it. You feel it coming, creeps up on you close in your ear. Ask you a question, the only question that matters. Who are you?
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My Labor Day sale of energy cleaner is in effect right now until midnight, the Monday, the, what would it be, the 4th day of September, midnight the 4th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off mattress pads at thelibertyman.com. Getting back to the story about Dick Gephardt's people accessing my credit report, I contacted TransUnion and I let them know that I had not applied for a job and I wanted to find out what happened. They let me know that a detective agency in Florida had accessed my credit report. So I contacted these guys and we're talking and I find out that a young man in his mid-20s, had early to mid-20s, had made this request for my credit report, allegedly for pre-employment purposes, and they brought him in. Now, this detective agency in Florida had retired CIA guys, retired FBI guys, and even a retired KGB fellow. These were smart, tough guys. They sat him down in a chair, and they read him the Riot Act. Needless to say, this young man, who was probably about 23 or 24 years old, was quite frightened by these big, tough guys, and he spilled his guts, and he offered to bring in the facts that he received from the Gebhardt Campaign Committee. And he did. He went to his apartment. He brought back the facts, which clearly had the header on it. If you don't know what a header is, that tells you what fax machine originated the facts. And it came from the Gebhardt campaign asking for my credit report. So I got that information, and I went to the FBI, and I let them know a crime had been committed, and they agreed to investigate the crime. They, in turn, went to Dick Gebhardt's campaign office and approached the campaign manager, Joyce Abusi, who's connected to the Syrian mob, by the way. Her house was blown up when she was a teenager. And they asked her for my credit report. She went to a file cabinet, pulled out my credit report, and turned it over to the FBI. Then, of course, it was up to the U.S. attorney to do something. Now, the U.S. attorney in St. Louis at the time was a Dick Gebhardt appointee. What do you think the chances are that the U.S. attorney would file criminal charges against the guy who got him his job? Well, he recused himself, which was the right thing to do. Then we have the second man in charge of the Department of Justice in St. Louis. Is he going to file criminal charges against the guy who appointed his boss for his job? No, that wasn't going to happen. I talked to Mr. Shaw about it, and we understood what was going on and why. It was just the politics of the nature of the game. And I said, Charles, why don't we do a civil suit against Mr. Gebhardt? And he says, John, they'll hire one of these law firms in downtown St. Louis with 100 lawyers, 100 paralegals, another 100 legal secretaries, and they will bury us in paperwork. They'll shut down our firm. We'll do nothing else except work on that lawsuit. I thought about it for a moment, and I said, yes, sir, you're right. So we didn't do that. But yes, in fact, my running for U.S. Congress in 1996 was national news for one day, the day that the FBI found my credit report in Congressman Dick Gebhardt's file cabinet. That's a federal crime, by the way, in case you don't know. Nothing came of it. We looked into it until we were satisfied. Nothing more we could do, and that was the end of it. I learned a lot when I ran for Congress. Everybody wanted to be my friend. Everybody. The Jewish businessmen wanted to be my friend. The Nazis wanted to be my friend. The African Americans wanted to be my friend. The Native Americans wanted to be my friend. All the unions wanted to be my friend. It was, they all wanted to take me to lunch and let me know how wonderful their group was that they supported or were part of. And, of course, I politely listened to them, and that was that. I got on a mailing list that continued for at least 15-plus years when I ran for Congress. That was something I really didn't think about or anticipate. Met some great people. Met some not-so-great people. Made some lifelong friends, like my friend Tom Berryhill when I ran for Congress. He was very helpful. His company had a machine that could turn out yard signs for a fraction of what it would cost to hire a company to do that on my behalf. And there was a couple of days we did yard signs where his whole office manufacturing facility was filled up with my yard signs drying out from being silk screen printed. It was a lot of fun. We have our bottom of the hour break. Call numbers 512-248-8252. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Mr. Sandman. Bring me
dear Liberty Man, my aches and pains are making it hard for me to sleep at night. Ugh, what's a girl to do? Signed, Sleepless in St. Louis.
Dear Sleepless, I recommend Energy Cleaner. The Energy Cleaner transmits a healing electrostatic signal to every cell in your body, flushing out toxins, relieving pain, aiding with sleep. The Energy Cleaner is sold exclusively at my website, thelibertyman.com, and Sleepless, there's a bonus. Signed, The Liberty Man.
Thanks to the Energy Cleaner, I'm sleepless no more. And let's just say there's plenty more going on in my bedroom than dreams and snoring. I've got to go. He's at the door.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org, smash that donate button, like Russian peacekeepers smashing through the Azov neo-Nazi terrorists in the Donbass.
I don't think you can explain politics without looking at Jewish power any more than you can explain physics without dealing with gravity.
9/11 was a jointly conducted covert operation that involved multiple states, the Saudis, the Israelis, and what you could call the deep state in the United States.
With anti-Semitic remarks.
yeah, you're jiggling juice, we used to say, the dancing Israelis.
So even the Republicans now are compromising, and they're pushing issues that are destructive to the white race.
They would always say, like, are we just going to talk about this stuff on the radio? Like, what are we going to do about it?
Either we force the democracy to work by actually getting the ballot access, getting the candidates, getting in office, getting our message out there to the people, or we expose just how undemocratic it is.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Fix bayonets.
Lay me down. And Nicole Colgren. Wherefore many men have gone.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're looking for information on COVID, the COVID vaccination clot shot, you'll find what you're looking for at thelibertyman.com. A judge ordered Pfizer to release all the known side effects of the COVID vaccination, the Pfizer COVID vaccination. It's page after page, single-spaced. Now, I'm no medical professional, but I've read a lot about these different conditions and side effects, but quite frankly, I saw things that I've never recognized ever in my life's work and experience on these side effects. Very scary. You'll see also articles and videos featuring Dr. Michael Yaden, a former vice president at Pfizer, a former director of medical research at Pfizer. It's a pretty short list of men and women on this planet with virology credentials at that level, maybe 100 or so out of all the 8 billion people on this planet. He's saying in no uncertain terms that the COVID vaccinations are meant to hurt and kill people. It's not a side effect. It's what they're designed and meant to do. It's not a side effect at all. The side effect is something that's not intended. A side effect is something that isn't supposed to happen, but sometimes does. These are direct effects. These are what they're intended and meant to do and designed and do. They hurt and kill people. So you'll find that at my website. Also at my website, you'll find energy cleaners. It's my home business. When you place your order, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, where the new restaurant has their grand opening this weekend, by the way. It'll be a lot of fun. I intend on visiting a couple of times. The most extensive remodeling of that building probably for decades. There's no probably about it. It's going to be beautiful. I've only seen a little bit of it, and I'm looking forward to seeing the complete remodel. And anyway, I pack up these energy cleaners, these mattress pads. I take them to the Little Country Post Office there at the Cherryville store and restaurant, and they ship out priority mail all over the world, literally all over the world. I don't know how many I've shipped to Australia, a couple of dozen over the years, or Canada, many dozens. And, of course, all 50 states get energy cleaners as well. And occasionally go to Europe and South America and places like that. Some of these third world countries, it's difficult to do the shipping, but we get it done. So the Labor Day sale is in effect right now until midnight the 4th, $25 off energy cleaners, 25% off the mattress pads. When you place your order, you pay full price. I do the sale price and refund manually. So go ahead and place your order at my website using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, and I will take care of it. All right. How did I run for Congress? Why did I? Matter of question. I was politically active, mostly in Second Amendment matters around St. Louis for a number of years. Before that, I'd been the elected commander of the St. Louis City and County Militia. Back in 1994 and into 95, we shut it down in 95. The government was so good at demonizing us that we had no choice but to shut it down, despite the good work we were doing. And so I was at a couple of different political meetings when a young lady who was an announced candidate for Dick Gephardt's seat in Congress was giving speeches. And here's what she would do. She would have 3x5 note cards, just like a high school debater would have, a stack of those. And she would stand in front of the group of men and women, and she would read her speech from these note cards. And I thought to myself, this is not right. This is a nice young lady. She means well. But she does not have a chance at all going up against Dick Gephardt, who's been in Congress for all these dozens of years. Not a chance at all. Reading her speeches off 3x5 note cards. So that's when I decided, well, Dick Gephardt needs a viable candidate, somebody who looks good, is intelligent, and can give a speech before a group and look like he knows what the hell he's doing. I knew I could do all those things because I've been doing them for years. So I decided to run for Congress. After talking to the men and women I'd been working with in the militia, that was the core of my campaign, was the men and women of the St. Louis City and County Militia. Without them, I couldn't have done it. I talked to the pastor of my church. He thought it was a great idea. And I went ahead and ran. I talked to my wife, of course, and I wouldn't have done it without her consent. And everybody agreed that, yeah, go ahead and do it, John. Let's give it a shot. So I did. We had nine candidates in a Republican primary. The young man who won was from Festus, a great young man. He had the support of a very large, well-organized Catholic church in Festus, Missouri. And he just out-volunteered me, basically. He had more volunteers than I had, did a great job, and he won the primary. Of course, he lost the general election. Dick Gephardt never was defeated. He finally retired. I think he's still a lobbyist up there in D.C. I don't know. Really don't care what he's doing. It was, I talked to one of the previous candidates against Dick Gephardt, asked him what his thoughts were, and he told me it was a life-changing experience, and it was a life-changing experience to run for U.S. Congress as a viable, real candidate, which I was, a viable, real candidate. We had one candidate who his campaign photo was taken in the hallway of his parents' home. He had no money. He was a pro-life guy. That was his message. And he gave speeches, but he wasn't capable of doing very much. He had no money. We had a lawyer who was doing the best he could to make a viable campaign. But it basically came down to myself and this other guy and maybe one other candidate. I think I came in second. I don't recall specifically, second or third out of nine. There were so many candidates in the primary that our votes, our support was really diluted between the nine candidates, unfortunately. It would have been great to be in a general election against Dick Gephardt. That would have been quite an effort to undertake that challenge, which I was up for it. The guy who ran after me, I met him as he was deciding to run, and a great guy. He has a national reputation, it was good to help him. He ended up being Gephardt's people set him up with a false charge of ordinance violation assault, which nobody had heard even it was a crime, but they did that. It was quite a challenge to help defend him. Looks like we got a report from Hawaii. We got Teddy in Hawaii. Good morning, Teddy.
Hi, John. Good morning. I'm just on my way out the door, heading back to Maui today. It's a 20-minute flight from Honolulu, so I'm trying to get down there early. Me and my team will be going to the Lahaina area and doing some ministering the gospel, and hopefully lift the people's spirits and bring some hope for them. I just had a news flash for you and for your listeners I think may be of importance. We have a small team here working together now, and hopefully we're going to get a channel on Rumble and get some traction to bring things out. But there is, you know, a big news blackout, of course, and right. Everything. You can't get to Lahaina. You can't take pictures. It's an occupation zone. I mean, basically, it's like a Nazi army has invaded. But here's what we have just discovered. You may recall the water was a big issue during the fire. Right. That it was shut off, and were denied the fire department couldn't get water. Well, the young man who was in charge of denying that water has been shown on TV now. I don't recall his name, but he looks like he's in maybe late 20s, early 30s. But he's so proud of the fact that he's just really in tune with the ancients, he calls them Hawaiians, and that they revere water as a deity, and it's a living thing, and it just cannot be abused in a mere use of putting out fires. But that was not the big thing. The big thing is, by mistake, somehow they flashed the banner on when they showed this young man. And by the way, it appears he works for the Obama Foundation.
Really?
Oh, yes. Yes. So we are following that up to find out. You know, it is very odd that our local boy, Barack Hussein, has not showed up down there, and lovely Mike hasn't showed her face down there. And so it seems apparently they're waiting this out, hoping nobody will notice that maybe they were behind a lot of this land grab and are behind and actually denied the water use. So we're going to find out. We're just really uncovering truth on a daily basis, and the people are very, very restless on Maui. They don't want the mayor there. They're calling for his resignation. And the rest of the three stooges, I call them, the fire chief and the police chief, they need to go. But I believe we're making progress. With the Lord's help, we'll do well. You were talking about sheriffs. I just want to mention, we don't have a constitutional sheriff here. We have not had for years. We have now, it appears, we have one that's appointed by Governor Green, and he is only to do the bidding of Governor Green. So the sheriffs are blocking people in Lahaina. So that's That's it. That's the scene right now. So I hope I'll have more for you after this weekend. And thank you for letting me talk and hopefully spread some news and
Before you get away here, Teddy, the young man who denied water to the fire department, is he still in charge of allowing or stopping water for the fire department?
Well, I mean, apparently he is. This has been a mystery because nobody has wanted to talk about this, but Tulsi Gabbard had been down there to Lahaina last week, and she was talking about this water thing. Apparently she knows a whole lot more about it. And apparently it's controlled by one of the great big corporations, and I don't want to say their name, but they have something to do with Maui and pineapple and sugarcane, and they control a huge amount of water down there. And this is a real problem because it's tinder dry still. I mean, there's just dry brown grass. Unless you're in a resort or a country club or a golf course, they have the water, but we are seriously now trying to find out who really did that with the water and why they did, but it appears
it's critical.
It is. Nothing can go on, nothing can move on, but Obama Foundation is apparently directly involved with that.
No surprise there. Well, that's a shame. I hope that they'll get to the bottom of the water being denied to the fire department. That's absolutely criminal. Absolutely.
And let me mention, I also found out there are Maui firefighters in the hospital here on Oahu in the burn unit that were severely injured in that fire. But again, the news has no report at all of that. But I know personally a firefighter from Maui affirmed that. So I just ask people pray for them, too. I don't know their condition. I may go try and go and see some of them, but there's just a ridiculous blackout on everything, and if everything was up and up, why would you want to do this? It's a real dark mystery. But there is a man that they made a new video just last night with a man that's a tree expert and a fire expert, and he said this is obviously not normal, not a wildfire. And he said it is a microwave weapon use. That's why the cars burned and the trees didn't. So people might keep an eye out for that and just look for the cause. It's not a wildfire. We know that for sure. So thank you, John. Thank you.
Okay,
God bless
thanks
you.
For the call. We appreciate it, Teddy. We'll look forward to follow-ups as you get them. Thank you very much. Okay, call number is 512-248-8252. How in the world could a man in charge of the water for the fire department in good conscience stop the water flowing for the fire department to fight fires and making statements about the traditional spiritual beliefs of Native Hawaiians about water being some kind of living thing that needs to be protected? That's beyond crazy. So I hope that somebody will look into this, Tulsi Gabbard, possibly, maybe some others with the kind of stature and notoriety to bring proper attention to this young man who apparently, from what we know so far, denying water to the fire department, I think is probably subject to a criminal penalty, I would think. Obviously, a civil penalty. This young man, I don't know how old he is, I believe it's a young man, should be immediately removed from that position because he's obviously not competent to be in that position. It's a shame. It's an absolute shame. We've got our last break coming up here in less than 2 minutes, and we got time for a quick call at 512-248-8252. When I ran for Congress, my wife, Dr. Moore, supported me in my efforts. She attended I don't know how many fundraisers we had. The fundraisers were always fun, by the way. We had different venues around the area. And as I said, I met some great people. There was one fellow, he owned a company who was a defense contractor. He was a immigrant from Hungary. He and his brother escaped Hungary as teenage boys, 18, 19 years old in 1956. Came here with the shirts on their back and not much else and became quite successful. Gephardt's people threatened to shut off all defense contracts to their company if they supported me. How about that? Here's our last break. We'll be back.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Company will fix bayonets! Fix! Bayonets! Attention!
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. The man who ran for Dick Gephardt's seat after I did was Bill Federer. He does a daily radio podcast, I guess you could say, The American Minute. Great guy. He's the author of a number of books documenting real American history. And I am very blessed to count him as a friend. Segue here. Here's an article at Infowars. That's Infowars.com. half of vaccinated people may never stop producing spike protein, study finds. That's scary stuff. That is really scary stuff. And it's the world we live in. They're attempting to start this whole thing all over again, aren't they? COVID 2.0, scare people into getting new dangerous vaccines, mandating mask mandates, social distancing mandates, vaccine mandates. And, of course, there's a reason for all this. The reason being they need this in order to get the mail-in ballots. That's the real goal. They could give a damn about this spike, about COVID and the rest of it. Well, it is part of the depopulation effort, so I do care about that. But in this case, the real goal is getting the pretext they need to have the mail-in ballots. They know they can't possibly win this next presidential election unless they have excessive fraud, just like the last time. This time, however, we're aware of it. We conservative Republicans were aware of it. And we'll do what we need. We'll duplicate the things that they were doing as long as they're legal. The ballot harvesting, if it's legal in any given jurisdiction, sure. Why not do it if it's legal? Whatever it takes within the confines of the law, what's ethical and proper, you know, we'll go ahead and do it. You know, this is, there's some people saying, and I tend to agree with them, that this next presidential election may be the most important election in the history of this country. Every election is important. I remain disappointed in President Trump's stance on Operation Warp Speed, the vaccinations. I'm somewhat encouraged by him coming up against the COVID 2.0 and the vaccinations. He still needs to come clean, however, about what really happened. Was he lied to? Was he threatened? Did he really believe that a safe and effective vaccine could be created in 9 months? Seriously? Well, I don't know. And there's no public knowledge of what President Trump knew and when he knew it, not that I'm aware of. Now, Charlie from Florida made a statement the other day, which is true, that President Trump is not encouraging the vaccinations. But he still takes pride in Operation Warp Speed and what he did to make that come about. That's not for John Moore, it's not acceptable. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Marie Lassiter. Stay tuned.
Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.